With regard to the criteria-based schools, we still have more work to do.
Associate School Superintendent Will Carestis. This controversy traces back 2 years ago when a group of parents filed a complaint to the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights, questioning the admission process at City Honors in Olmsted, saying it discriminated against some students. The OCR approved changes in the district's admission process, partially based on earlier recommendations from civil rights expert Gary Orfield. Those changes included allowing students to take admission tests at their own school for families with transportation challenges, but parents were still required to fill out a separate application.
We think all of the barriers will be removed to accessing admissions into these schools, but that doesn't mean we've closed the achievement gap. So we need to ask the hard question, and that is, are schools across the district and parents adequately preparing students so that they can compete for a spot at these schools?
In an effort to reduce the disproportionate number of students for admissions, results were mixed or flat. At City Honors, the number of African-American students has actually declined from 18% to 16% for the next school year. Olmsted, it's dropping from 41% to 40%.
How do we close the opportunity gap, the achievement gap? How do we eliminate implicit bias that might exist? The key recommendation that wasn't implemented from Dr. Orfield's report was the creation of a second City Honors. We felt at the time, and I believe we still do, that until we address all of the potential process barriers for our students, until we make sure that all of our students are providing an education that adequately prepares students to be competitive for a seat at a school like City Honors, building another one won't necessarily close that achievement gap.
Office of Rights twice asked them to stop with their plan for criteria-based schools. They tweaked it, and basically asked for the opportunity to go forward anyway.
Sam Radford is president of the District Parent Coordinating Council. He did note an additional 700 students were able to take the exam, but called the current changes window dressing.
I think we need to look at the structural changes that will lead to us having more minority students in top-performing schools. And we have not, at least in my opinion, at all addressed the issue that Dr. Orfield raised around the fact that you cannot have predominantly white suburban teachers in an urban school district as your basic teaching core.
Superintendent Cash is pushing to have the recommendations in place by June 30th. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.